I want to bring up a story that's posted on ESPN.com today. It is by Baxter Holmes. And it is a story written about the Black Mamba, but not in a way that you would think. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to read something to you. And I want you to stay with me. I'm going to read the first couple of graphs, the first few graphs, just to read and give you perspective. Nike staffers sat around a conference room table inside the company's Oregon headquarters in late 2002, examining a space-age material. Black and tube-like, Tech Flex had commonly been found inside cars and airplanes. Its grip expanded and contracted whatever was placed inside it. Staffers saw it as a possible foundation for the next frontier of a basketball sneaker, one that wouldn't feature laces. Gentry Humphrey, a Nike executive tasked with marketing the shoe, looked at its braided sleeving. Quote, it kind of looks like a snake, end quote, he thought of to himself. Others thought the same. At home late that night, Humphrey searched the internet for more information about, quote, the most badass black snake there is, end quote. The search didn't take long. The top result, Black Mamba. The snake was described as lightning fast, agile, and feared. The same qualities as the star NBA guard for whom they were designing the shoe. Humphrey, who had worked at Nike since 1994, quickly prepared a presentation that featured the snake as the centerpiece of a new sneaker campaign. Alongside photos of the snake were videos of the NBA star attacking the basket. Soon after, Humphrey showed the presentation to his colleagues. The synergy between the material, the Black Mamba, and the NBA star felt natural, alluring. Quote, everybody was in on it, end quote, he told ESPN. From there, it was time to create a global campaign featuring the Black Mamba and present it to the player who would ultimately represent it. The player was Michael Jordan. This story by Baxter Holmes, ladies and gentlemen, essentially reveals that the Black Mamba was never intended for Kobe Bryant. It was intended for Michael Jordan. Jordan brand president Larry Miller to marketing director Jackie Thomas. MJ really liked the meeting. The product looked great, but you've got a problem. MJ doesn't like snakes. That was the problem. Michael Jordan didn't like snakes. As somebody who knows Michael Jordan, that would be applicable both literally and figuratively. Literally when it comes to snakes, figuratively speaking when it comes to people who he considers snakes. Michael Jordan is as straight up as they come. Brother, look you in your face and let you know exactly where you stand. You don't know him like I know him. He doesn't mince words. He's not a public figure like that that's going to go on camera and say a whole bunch of stuff like that. But privately, especially if he knows you, you will always know exactly where the hell he stands. He can't stand a two-faced bastard. That's why I love him. That's why I love him. Can't stand it. So there are literal snakes and figurative snakes he does not like. But the reason why I bring this story up is for two reasons. Number one, Baxter Holmes is going to come on the show at the top of hour number two to talk about this story that he wrote. Exceptionally well done, by the way. And number two, to pose a question to y'all. Who do you think would better represent the Black Mamba? Would it be Michael Jeffrey Jordan? Or would it be Kobe Bean Bryant? I'm here to tell you that although it is by default and it was not Nike's original intent, the right man was named the Black Mamba. That is Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant was perfect for this. But I'm telling y'all right now, the right man got the Black Mamba moniker, got the Black Mamba label. Michael Jordan was that way on the court. Okay? When you talk about the swiftness, the agility, the skill, absolutely, positively true. Fast, agile, and feared. All of that was Michael Jordan on the basketball court. It was Kobe Bryant, period. You understand what I'm saying to y'all? I am 58 years old. And if there was ever a time where you get to look at somebody younger as an elder statesman per se and lean on their brilliance to illustrate and accentuate how potent they are as a member of the younger generation, it was Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant wasn't just a fierce competitor, you know, with all the attributes that he brought on the basketball court. He was a true stone cold killer. Is who he was. He was also somebody that spoke not one, not two, not three, but four languages fluently and was working on a fifth, Mandarin, if he hadn't mastered that by the time he passed away in that fatal helicopter crash that none of us will ever get over. Kobe Bryant was brilliant, and Kobe Bryant did not suffer fools, and Kobe Bryant was somebody that had no insecurities whatsoever as it pertained to his intellect. Michael Jordan is a brilliant dude, is a man that listens and learns and all of that other stuff, but he wasn't Kobe at Kobe's age. Kobe was always an intellectual. Kobe was always cerebral. And the same fear that he instilled in you on the court, he brought that to you off the court. And he would slice and dice you intellectually and mentally into mush if you were not prepared to have a conversation with him. If you approached him and you had a conversation with him, you had better know what the hell you're talking about. Because he did. And he wouldn't open his mouth unless he did. And he'd go home, and if he didn't understand something, he wouldn't see you again until he understood it. Who he was. On the basketball court, however, with the stuff that Jordan used to do and the fear that he instilled, people didn't talk smack to him. But remember that story that Brendan Haywood told about Gilbert Arenas and how Gilbert Arenas was talking and blah, blah, blah after he dropped 60 on the Lakers? And Kobe Bryant got on the phone and he was talking, calling himself the Black Mongoose, if the story on social media was true. What did Kobe say? Remember, you asked for this. And hung up. And didn't say anything. And didn't do anything until he saw them weeks later and then dropped over 30 in the first half. Remember when Jordan got the better of Kobe and took him to school and indicated to him, you ain't ready just yet? And Phil Jackson and everybody else on the Lakers talked about how Kobe Bryant wouldn't speak to anybody for weeks and was just quiet and wouldn't talk to anybody and was distancing himself from the rest of the team, salivating at the mouth to get his hands on Jordan again, who was a wizard by this time. And then ultimately they got on the court together and Kobe dropped damn near 40 in the first half to send Michael Jordan into retirement. This is what I'm talking about. The killer. Of course Jordan was that on the court. Kobe was that way, period. He ain't going to do anything once his basketball career was over, really. He was still an astute businessman generating millions upon millions of dollars for himself. But as an aside, what did he do? He just happened to write some damn book and won an Oscar, or to produce some film and won an Oscar. It's Kobe Bryant. That's a Black Mamba. The right man got the Black Mamba label. Jordan don't like snakes, literally or figuratively. But the Black Mamba ain't about just on the basketball court. It's about life. Jordan wins. One as a player. One in NASCAR. One with the Jordan brand. No doubt. But he's also beloved and revered. Kobe was that way once he passed away and upon his retirement. But the emotion that was associated with him prior to his passing was mostly fear. Because you knew you had to be on your game to even be in his presence. Man didn't suffer fools. That's a black mamba. Keeping you on your toes because the slightest blink of hesitancy would enable him to strike and take you down. Michael Jordan did that primarily on the basketball court. Kobe did that in life. Not to say Michael Jordan didn't, but Kobe was known for it. That's why Michael Jordan loved him so much. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. Your calls and more in a minute. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Your calls and more in a minute.